Congressman Tim Walberg. Good morning, Mr. Walberg.
Good morning, Steve, and thanks for playing that song. That is a real memory of all of the emotions that went through or should have gone through American citizens' minds on that first 9/11 experience. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget where I was at, what I was planning to do, and how life changed for a number of weeks very significantly. And I think it changed forever in an awful lot of us. So thanks for playing that. And today I hope we remember that experience and realize that America pulled together back then, Democrats, Republicans, urban dwellers, rural dwellers, suburbanites, all of the above pulled together for America. And we need to do that now amidst a pandemic that's taking lives, taking businesses and futures and all of the rest, and get over this division that's going on and unite as a country again.
Well, Congressman, speaking of uniting, I guess unable to work together in the Senate to come to an agreement on a future, funding for pandemic relief. And so I wonder, is there anything going on in the House to maybe put forth a plan that eventually the Senate would have an opportunity to approve?
Well, the House put forward a plan. Sadly, it was a hugely expensive plan, over three $3 trillion, on top of the $3 to $5 trillion, depending on how you count it right now, that we've spent already. But the sad part of what took out of the House was that it had all sorts of things for the Green New Deal, for social change, pro-choice, pro-abortion stuff in it, and all of that made it a totally nonpartisan plan. But at least it was something over there in the Senate that had some things in it that Republicans could clearly support. And yet Nancy Pelosi has said, no, we're not going to accept the alternative that the Senate offered, the president is willing to sign, because it doesn't have everything in it that we want. So the Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have said, no, we're not going to help America at this point in time any further. And we know that there are some additional help resources that ought to be put out there that guys like me are supportive of. We ought to have a limited liability coverage portion so that businesses and schools and hospitals can get back to full business and not be worried about some attorney suing them for anything and everything that might come as a result of that, even though they follow all of the plans, CDC guidelines, et cetera, sanitation, social distancing, masks, and everything else. And someone gets sick, they could be sued. We ought to have some more money in for education to meet the needs of PPE for educators and students, to meet the need of technology. Rural broadband isn't available for everybody. And so we're going to have to take some considerations on how, if we're going to do online for some students, that we take care of those needs. I think Republicans and Democrats are willing to support that. And I think there's also some targeted PPP funding that could go for businesses, especially small businesses that have not been able to open because of our governor's mandates that are in place, or certainly haven't opened to the point of being able to bring their employees back. And so that could be helpful in a targeted way. We could do that. But again, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer have said, no, unless we get 100%, we're not giving anything to the American people. I think that's wrong. I was with the president last night up at his rally in Freedom, Michigan, and he is definitely desirous to give some additional resources to continue to jumpstart this economy that is really, really starting to come back, not crawl back, but really bounce back with almost a little over half of the lost jobs back now and operating in this country, and GDP growth going up, et cetera. So we could do it. And I think what ultimately will take place is that the president, looking at the inability for Nancy and Chuck to come to some type of compromise agreement, I think he's going to do another executive order where he'll add some additional relief to the people. But the best way to do it, Steve, is to get the economies open. And that's why governors have to open the states, move them forward safely. We can do that. Fauci and Birx, Redfield at CDC all say that schools, businesses, economies can open again safely they follow the basic guidelines. And we know that this pandemic will continue for some time. Fauci is saying that the winter months, we should plan on hunkering down a bit. But I don't think he's saying that we should keep the economy closed. Just do things smart and do things that are necessary. And then the rest, hold back a little bit until we get this thing under control or the vaccine comes along. And, Steve, when you hear people like our vice presidential candidate with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, saying, I wouldn't trust a vaccine before the election, that's not only a horrific statement, but it's dangerous because that's telling people that after pharmaceuticals that have done research and are doing it aggressively and are doing according to all the guidelines, all the safety requirements, all the testing requirements, if they get something that we need for this country and for the world, she's saying, don't trust it. I mean, come on. And so, again, what we saw after 9/11 ought to start happening here as well, where we work together as opposed to just doing things for political reasons because of Trump derangement or otherwise. This has to stop.
Well, you brought up the president, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you if you had comment on the president's comments exposed in the Bob Woodward tapes about downplaying the pandemic early on.
Well, I think it was the remarks of a leader. I wouldn't have done an interview with Bob at all because I know he, if I were President Trump, I know he hates me. He's been wanting me out of office since I was elected. But the president is a guy that is open to speaking to anybody and sharing truthfully his comments. And leaders, I mean, what would have been if Woodward would have said the president expressly brought about a panic amidst this pandemic in telling people you're all going to die and you all got to go home and you all got to stop living in this country? We would decry that. Here's a president who does what you're supposed to do. Keep people calm. Do the stuff you need behind the scenes. That's why he shut down travel from China. And the same Democrats that are decrying this, like Bob Woodward, discredit him for doing that, and yet it was the absolute right thing to do at that time. This is a president that knows what leadership is. We keep the nation calm, and then we work like the Dickens behind the scenes to accomplish what we need to do. And I think that's why we've had more testing than all of the rest of the world combined. We put more ventilators into operation than all the rest of the world combined. We've done everything to beat this pandemic. And the Democrats at one point said China wasn't a problem. We weren't to fear. They weren't doing anything to us. Now we found out that they did. And this president knew it. He was aware of that and doing the things necessary to move our country forward. So I think what Bob Woodward has put out, ultimately the people will say, you know what? That's what you expect from our parents with kids. You don't let kids go into panic mode. You act as adults. You do what's necessary, but you keep people calm and moving forward. And that's all this president did. And last night, as I listened to him in front of thousands of people, many of whom were out in the parking lot in their cars watching it on jumbotrons, and many who were still driving in when I was leaving were still driving in trying to get into the parking lot, he spoke of a nation that is strong, a nation that can come through this, a nation that will rebound, and a nation that is ultimately good in its people. And I think that's what he recognized by what he did. And Bob Woodward, I mean, it just, if indeed he knew this by the interview months ago and didn't bring it out himself, you can begin to wonder a reason why he did it. It wasn't for the good of the country. It was to get Trump.
What else are you guys working on at the prestigious House of Representatives in our United States government? What's in committee? What are you up to job wise, Tim?
Well, we did this week. We had virtual committees this week. Nancy is still unwilling to bring us back to do what we can do and what she expects essential workers to do. But we did it virtually in an Energy and Commerce Committee. We had a 7.5-hour markup of 38 bills, one of which was mine that came out dealing with communications fraud on seniors' lives, especially on their finances. And we passed that out of committee. So that was done, and hopefully those 38 bills will go in front of the House in the next couple of weeks, along with hopefully a number of other bills. It appears like we're not going to do an appropriations package. The Speaker has already said what we'll do is a continuing resolution, just kind of carrying it through after the election. So not expecting all that much of consequence to do, and if she's unwilling to work with any pandemic relief additions, then the American people will I think, be frustrated that their government hasn't stepped up and done a few remaining things that could be very helpful in getting us through this time. So remains to be seen, but I sit in the minority party, and so don't have direct access to what we will be doing by our schedule, but I'll be there for the 2-3 weeks that we'll be in session and see what happens.
All right. I'll give you an opportunity for any final comment, but I think we've reached the end, Congressman.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And again, today is a special day, 9/11. We must never forget it. And remember that there are enemies of the United States that are out there, whether they're 19 terrorists that take down 4 planes, or whether it's Iran or Russia or China. We need to be prepared and unified as American citizens. And I think today can be that unifying factor as we remember the lives that were horrifically and needlessly taken, and that we will never allow that to happen again. And I would say, as parents think about something good for their kids historically, if they can fly or drive out to any of the sites in Shanksville or at the Pentagon or at the Trade Centers, the former spot of the Trade Centers in New York City, and see those places as a point of history and a reminder that we need to be eternally vigilant against the outside forces that could take our country down, as well as the inside forces, I think it'd be a good experience for their young people. So thank God we're Americans, and thank God that we can have these things that wake us up to the fact of what we need to continue to be. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great weekend. Congressman Tim Walberg here on WKHM.